Chapter 22. Achab, believing his false prophets rather than Micaiah, is slain in Ramoth-Gilead. Ochaziah succeedeth him. Good king Jehoshaphat dieth, and his son Joram succeedeth him. And there passed 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And in the 3rd year Jehoshaphat king of Judah came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said to his servants, Know ye not that Ramoth-Gilead is ours, and we neglected to take it out of the hand of the king of Syria? And he said to Jehoshaphat, Wilt thou come with me to battle to Ramoth-Gilead? As I am, so art thou. My people and thy people are one, and my horsemen thy horsemen. And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, Inquire, I beseech thee, this day the word of the Lord. Then the king of Israel assembled the prophets, about 400 men, and said, Shall I go to Ramoth-Gilead to fight, or shall I forbear? They answered, Go up, and the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king. And Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here some prophet of the Lord, that we may inquire by him? And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, There is one man left by whom we may inquire of the Lord, Micaiah, the son of Jimlah. But I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good to me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, Speak not so, O king. Then the king of Israel called an eunuch, and said to him, Make haste, and bring hither Micaiah, the son of Jimlah. Then the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat king of Judah sat each on his throne, clothed with royal robes, in a court by the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. And Sedecius, the son of Kenanah, made himself horns of iron, and said, Thus saith the Lord, With these shalt thou push Syria, till thou destroy it. And all the prophets prophesied in like manner, saying, Go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for the Lord will deliver it into the king's hands. And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, Behold, the words of the prophets with one mouth declare good things to the king. Let thy words therefore be like to theirs, and speak that which is good. But Micaiah said to him, As the Lord liveth, whatsoever the Lord shall say to me, that will I speak. So he came to the king, and the king said to him, Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? He answered him, Go up and prosper, and the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hands. But the king said to him, I adjure thee again and again, that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord. And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills, like sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, These have no master. Let every man of them return to his house in peace. Then the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell thee that he prophesieth no good to me, but always evil? And he added and said, Hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the army of heaven standing by him, on the right hand and on the left. And the Lord said, Who shall deceive Achab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one spoke words of this manner, and another otherwise. And there came forth a spirit, and stood before the Lord, and said, I will deceive him. And the Lord said to him, By what means? And he said, I will go forth, and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, Thou shalt deceive him, and shalt prevail. Go forth, and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath given a lying spirit in the mouth of all thy prophets that are here, and the Lord hath spoken evil against thee. And Sedecius, the son of Kenanah, came and struck Micaiah on the cheek, and said, Hath then the spirit of the Lord left me, and spoke to thee? And Micaiah said, Thou shalt see in the day when thou shalt go into a chamber, within a chamber, to hide thyself. And the king of Israel said, Take Micaiah, and let him abide with Ammon, the governor of the city, and with Joash, the son of Amalek. And tell them, Thus saith the king, Put this man in prison, and feed him with bread of affliction, and water of distress, till I return in peace. And Micaiah said, If thou return in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me. And he said, Hear, all ye people. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, Take armor, and go into the battle, and put on thy own garments. But the king of Israel changed his dress, and went into the battle. And the king of Syria had commanded the 32 captains of the chariots, saying, You shall not fight against any, small or great, but against the king of Israel only. So when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, they suspected that he was the king of Israel, and making a violent assault, they fought against him. And Jehoshaphat cried out. And the captains of the chariots perceived that he was not the king of Israel, and they turned away from him. And a certain man bent his bow, shooting at a venture, and chanced to strike the king of Israel between the lungs and the stomach. But he said to the driver of his chariot, Turn thy hand, and carry me out of the army, for I am grievously wounded. And the battle was fought that day, and the king of Israel stood in his chariot against the Syrians, and he died in the evening. And the blood ran out of the wound into the midst of the chariot. And the herald proclaimed through all the army before the sun set, saying, Let every man return to his own city and to his own country. And the king died and was carried into Samaria, and they buried the king in Samaria. And they washed his chariot in the pool of Samaria, and the dogs licked up his blood, and they washed the reins according to the word of the Lord which he had spoken. But the rest of the acts of Achab, and all that he did, and the house of ivory that he made, and all the cities that he built, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? So Achab slept with his fathers, and Ochaziah his son reigned in his stead. But Jehoshaphat the son of Asa began to reign over Judah in the 4th year of Achab, king of Israel. He was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Azubah, the daughter of Salai. And he walked in all the way of Asa, his father, and he declined not from it, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Nevertheless, he took not away the high places, for as yet the people offered sacrifices and burnt incense in the high places. And Jehoshaphat had peace with the king of Israel. But the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, and his works which he did, and his battles, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? And the remnant also of the effeminate, who remained in the days of Asa his father, he took out of the land. And there was then no king appointed in Edom. But King Jehoshaphat made navies on the sea to sail into Ophir for gold. But they could not go, for the ships were broken in Asion-Gaber. Then Ochaziah, the son of Achab, said to Jehoshaphat, Let my servants go with thy servants in the ships. And Jehoshaphat would not. And Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers, and was buried with them in the city of David his father. And Joram his son reigned in his stead. And Ochaziah, the son of Achab, began to reign over Israel in Samaria, in the 17th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and he reigned over Israel 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father and his mother, and in the way of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. He served also Baal, and worshipped him, and provoked the Lord the God of Israel, according to all that his father had done. Thus ends the 3rd book of Kings. The 4th book of Kings. Chapter 1. Ochaziah sendeth to consult Beelzebub. Elias foretelleth his death, and causeth fire to come down from heaven upon 2 captains and their companies. And Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Achab. And Ochaziah fell through the lattices of his upper chamber, which he had in Samaria, and was sick. And he sent messengers, saying to them, Go, consult Beelzebub, the god of Acharon, whether I shall recover of this my illness. And an angel of the Lord spoke to Elias the Thisbite, saying, Arise, and go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say to them, Is there not a god in Israel, that ye go to consult Beelzebub, the god of Acharon? Wherefore thus saith the Lord, From the bed on which thou art gone up, thou shalt not come down, but thou shalt surely die. And Elias went away. And the messengers turned back to Ochaziah, and he said to them, Why are you come back? But they answered him, A man met us, and said to us, Go and return to the king that sent you. And you shall say to him, Thus saith the Lord, Is it because there was no god in Israel that thou sendest to Beelzebub, the god of Acharon? Therefore, thou shalt not come down from the bed on which thou art gone up, but thou shalt surely die. And he said to them, What manner of man was he who met you and spoke these words? But they said, A hairy man with a girdle of leather about his loins. And he said, It is Elias the Thisbite. And he sent to him a captain of 50. and the 50 men that were under him. And he went up to him, and as he was sitting on the top of a hill, said to him, Man of God, the king hath commanded that thou come down. And Elias answering, said to the captain of 50, If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven, and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven, and consumed him and the 50 that were with him. And again he sent to him another captain of 50 men, and his 50 with him. And he said to him, Man of God, thus saith the king, Make haste and come down. Elias answering said, If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven, and consume thee and thy 50. And fire came down from heaven, and consumed him and his 50. Again he sent a third captain of 50 men, and the 50 that were with him. And when he was come, he fell upon his knees before Elias, and besought him, and said, Man of God, despise not my life, and the lives of thy servants that are with me. Behold, fire came down from heaven, and consumed the two first captains of 50 men, and the 50s that were with them. But now I beseech thee to spare my life. And the angel of the Lord spoke to Elias, saying, Go down with him, fear not. He arose therefore, and went down with him to the king. And said to him, Thus saith the Lord, Because thou hast sent messengers to consult Beelzebub, the god of Acharon, as though there were not a god in Israel, of whom thou mightest inquire the word, therefore from the bed on which thou art gone up, thou shalt not come down, but thou shalt surely die. So he died according to the word of the Lord which Elias spoke. And Joram his brother reigned in his stead in the second year of Joram, the son of Josaphat, king of Judah, because he had no son. But the rest of the acts of Ochaziah, which he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? Chapter 2. Eliseus will not depart from Elias. The water of the Jordan is divided by Elias's cloak. Elias is taken up in a fiery chariot, and his double spirit is given to Eliseus. Eliseus healeth the waters by casting in salt. Boys are torn by bears for mocking Eliseus. And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elias into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elias and Eliseus were going from Galgal. And Elias said to Eliseus, Stay thou here, because the Lord hath sent me as far as Bethel. And Eliseus said to him, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave. And when they were come down to Bethel, the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Eliseus, and said to him, Dost thou know that this day the Lord will take away thy master from thee? And he answered, I also know it. Hold your peace. And Elias said to Eliseus, Stay here, because the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And when they were come to Jericho, the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Eliseus, and said to him, Dost thou know that this day the Lord will take away thy master from thee? And he said, I also know it. Hold your peace. And Elias said to him, Stay here, because the Lord hath sent me as far as the Jordan. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they two went on together. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets followed them, and stood in sight at a distance. But they too stood by the Jordan. And Elias took his mantle, and folded it together, and struck the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, and they both passed over on dry ground. And when they were gone over, Elias said to Eliseus, Ask what thou wilt have me to do for thee, before I be taken away from thee. And Eliseus said, I beseech thee, that in me may be thy double spirit. And he answered, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, thou shalt have what thou hast asked. But if thou see me not, thou shalt not have it. And as they went on, walking and talking together, behold, a fiery chariot and fiery horses parted them both asunder. And Elias went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Eliseus saw him and cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the driver thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own garments and rent them in two pieces. And he took up the mantle of Elias that fell from him. And going back, he stood upon the bank of the Jordan. And he struck the waters with the mantle of Elias that had fallen from him, and they were not divided. And he said, Where is now the God of Elias? And he struck the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, and Eliseus passed over. And the sons of the prophets at Jericho, who were over against him, seeing it, said, The spirit of Elias hath rested upon Eliseus. And coming to meet him, they worshipped him, falling to the ground. And they said to him, Behold, there are with thy servants 50 strong men that can go and seek thy master, lest perhaps the spirit of the Lord hath taken him up and cast him upon some mountain or into some valley. And he said, Do not send. But they pressed him till he consented and said, Send. And they sent 50 men, and they sought 3 days, but found him not. And they came back to him, for he abode at Jericho. And he said to them, Did I not say to you, Do not send? And the men of the city said to Eliseus, Behold, the situation of this city is very good, as thou, my lord, seest. But the waters are very bad, and the ground barren. And he said, Bring me a new vessel, and put salt into it. And when they had brought it, he went out to the spring of the waters, and cast the salt into it, and said, Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters, and there shall be no more in them death or barrenness. And the waters were healed unto this day, according to the word of Eliseus, which he spoke. And he went up from thence to Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, little boys came out of the city and mocked him, saying, Go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. And looking back he saw them, and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth 2 bears out of the forest, and tore of them 42 boys. And from thence he went to Mount Carmel, and from thence he returned to Samaria. Chapter 3. The kings of Israel, Judah, and Edom fight against the king of Moab. They want water which Eliseus procureth without rain, and prophesieth victory. The king of Moab is overthrown, his city is besieged. He sacrificeth his firstborn son. So the Israelites raise the siege. And Joram the son of Ahab reigned over Israel and Samaria in the 18th year of Jehoshaphat king of Judah. And he reigned 12 years. And he did evil before the Lord, but not like his father and his mother, for he took away the statues of Baal, which his father had made. Nevertheless he stuck to the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, nor did he depart from them. Now Mesa, king of Moab, nourished many sheep, and he paid to the king of Israel 100,000 lambs and 100,000 rams with their fleeces. And when Ahab was dead, he broke the league which he had made with the king of Israel. And King Joram went out that day from Samaria, and mustered all Israel. And he sent to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, saying, The king of Moab is revolted from me. Come with me against him to battle. And he answered, I will come up. He that is mine is thine, my people thy people, and my horses thy horses. And he said, Which way shall we go up? But he answered, By the desert of Edom. So the king of Israel, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom went, and they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey, and there was no water for the army, and for the beasts that followed them. And the king of Israel said, Alas, 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 the Lord hath gathered us 3 kings together to deliver us into the hands of Moab. And Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of the Lord, that we may beseech the Lord by him? And one of the servants of the king of Israel answered, Here is Eliseus, the son of Shaphat, who poured water on the hands of Elias. And Jehoshaphat said, The word of the Lord is with him. And the king of Israel, and Jehoshaphat king of Judah, and the king of Edom went down to him. And Eliseus said to the king of Israel, What have I to do with thee? Go to the prophets of thy father and thy mother. And the king of Israel said to him, Why hath the Lord gathered together these 3 kings to deliver them into the hands of Moab? And Eliseus said to him, As the Lord of hosts liveth, in whose sight I stand, if I did not reverence the face of Jehoshaphat king of Judah, I would not have hearkened to thee, nor looked on thee. But now bring me hither a minstrel. And when the minstrel played, the hand of the Lord came upon him, and he said, Thus saith the Lord, Make the channel of this torrent full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, You shall not see wind nor rain, and yet this channel shall be filled with waters, and you shall drink, you and your families and your beasts. And this is a small thing in the sight of the Lord. Moreover, he will deliver also Moab into your hands. And you shall destroy every fenced city and every choice city, and shall cut down every fruitful tree, and shall stop up all the springs of waters, and every goodly field you shall cover with stones. And it came to pass in the morning, when the sacrifices used to be offered, that, behold, water came by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. And all the Moabites, hearing that the kings were come up to fight against them, gathered together all that were girded with a belt upon them, and stood in the borders. And they rose early in the morning, and the sun being now up and shining upon the waters, the Moabites saw the waters over against them red like blood. And they said, It is the blood of the sword. The kings have fought among themselves, and they have killed one another. Go now, Moab, to the spoils. And they went into the camp of Israel. But Israel rising up defeated Moab, who fled before them. And they being conquerors went and smote Moab. And they destroyed the cities. And they filled every goodly field, every man casting his stone. And they stopped up all the springs of waters, and cut down all the trees that bore fruit, so that brick walls only remained. And the city was beset by the slingers, and a great part thereof destroyed. And when the king of Moab saw this, to wit, that the enemies had prevailed, he took with him 700 men that drew the sword to break in upon the king of Edom. But they could not. Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead, and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation in Israel. And presently they departed from him and returned into their own country. Chapter 4. Miracles of Eliseus. He raiseth a dead child to life. Now a certain woman of the wives of the prophets cried to Eliseus, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant was one that feared God. And behold, the creditor is come to take away my two sons to serve him. And Eliseus said to her, What wilt thou have me to do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? And she answered, I, thy handmaid, have nothing in my house but a little oil to anoint me. And he said to her, Go, borrow of all thy neighbor's empty vessels, not a few, and go in and shut thy door when thou art within and thy sons, and pour out thereof into all these vessels, and when they are full, take them away. So the woman went and shut the door upon her and upon her sons. They brought her the vessels, and she poured in. And when the vessels were full, she said to her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he answered, I have no more. And the oil stood. And she came and told the man of God. And he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay thy creditor, and thou and thy sons live of the rest. And there was a day when Eliseus passed by Sunem. Now there was a great woman there, who detained him to eat bread. And as he passed often that way, he turned into her house to eat bread. And she said to her husband, I perceive that this is a holy man of God, who often passeth by us. Let us therefore make him a little chamber, and put a little bed in it for him, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick, that when he cometh to us he may abide there. Now there was a certain day when he came and turned into the chamber, and rested there. And he said to Gesi, his servant, Call this Sunamitess. And when he had called her, and she stood before him, he said to his servants, Say to her, Behold, thou hast diligently served us in all things. What wilt thou have me to do for thee? Hast thou any business? And wilt thou that I speak to the king or to the general of the army? And she answered, I dwell in the midst of my own people. And he said, What will she then that I do for her? And Gesi said, Do not ask, for she hath no son, and her husband is old. Then he bid him call her. And when she was called and stood before the door, he said to her, At this time and this same hour, if life accompany, thou shalt have a son in thy womb. But she answered, Do not, I beseech thee, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie to thy handmaid. And the woman conceived and brought forth a son in the time and at the same hour that Eliseus had said. And the child grew. And on a certain day, when he went out to his father, to the reapers, he said to his father, My head acheth, my head acheth. But he said to his servant, Take him and carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, she set him on her knees until noon, and then he died. And she went up and laid him upon the bed of the man of God, and shut the door. And going out, she called her husband and said, Send with me, I beseech thee, one of thy servants, and an ass, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said to her, Why dost thou go to him? Today is neither new moon nor Sabbath. She answered, I will go. And she saddled an ass, and commanded her servant, Drive and make haste. Make no stay in going, and do that which I bid thee. So she went forward and came to the man of God, to Mount Carmel. And when the man of God saw her coming towards, he said to Gehazi his servant, Behold that Shunammitess. Go therefore to meet her, and say to her, Is all well with thee, and with thy husband, and with thy son? And she answered, Well. And when she came to the man of God, to the mount, she caught hold on his feet, and Gehazi came to remove her. And the man of God said, Let her alone, for her soul is in anguish, and the Lord hath hid it from me, and hath not told me. And she said to him, Did I ask a son of my Lord? Did I not say to thee, Do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, Gird up thy loins, and take my staff in thy hand, and go. If any man meet thee, salute him not. And if any man salute thee, answer him not, and lay my staff upon the face of the child. But the mother of the child said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. He arose therefore, and followed her. But Gehazi was gone before them, and laid the staff upon the face of the child. And there was no voice nor sense. And he returned to meet him, and told him, saying, The child is not risen. Eliseus therefore went into the house, and behold, the child lay dead on his bed. And going in, he shut the door upon him, and upon the child, and prayed to the Lord. And he went up, and lay upon the child, and put his mouth upon his mouth, and his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands, and he bowed himself upon him, and the child's flesh grew warm. Then he returned and walked in the house once to and fro, and he went up and lay upon him, and the child gaped 7 times and opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said to him, Call this Shunammitess. And she being called went into him, and he said, Take up thy son. She came and fell at his feet and worshipped upon the ground and took up her son and went out. And Eliseus returned to Gilgal, and there was a famine in the land, and the sons of the prophets dwelt before him. And he said to one of his servants, Set on the great pot and boil pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field to gather wild herbs, and he found something like a wild vine, and gathered of it wild gourds of the field, and filled his mantle. Coming back, he shred them into the pot of pottage, for he knew not what it was. And they poured it out for their companions to eat. And when they had tasted of the pottage, they cried out, saying, Death is in the pot, O man of God. And they could not eat thereof. But he said, Bring some meal. And when they had brought it, he cast it into the pot and said, Pour out for the people, that they may eat. And there was now no bitterness in the pot. And a certain man came from Baal Salisa, bringing to the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley and new corn in his scrip. And he said, Give to the people, that they may eat. And his servant answered him, How much is this, that I should set it before 100 men? He said again, Give to the people, that they may eat. For thus saith the Lord, They shall eat, and there shall be left. So he set it before them, and they ate, and there was left according to the word of the Lord. Chapter 5. Naaman the Syrian is cleansed of his leprosy. He professeth his belief in one God, promising to serve him. Gehazi taketh gifts of Naaman, and is struck with leprosy. Naaman, the general of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, for by him the Lord gave deliverance to Syria, and he was a valiant man and rich, but a leper. Now there had gone out robbers from Syria, and had led away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited upon Naaman's wife. And she said to her mistress, I wish my master had been with the prophet that is in Samaria. He would certainly have healed him of the leprosy which he hath. Then Naaman went into his lord and told him, saying, Thus and thus said this girl from the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said to him, Go, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment, and brought the letter to the king of Israel in these words, When thou shalt receive this letter, know that I have sent to thee Naaman my servant, that thou mayest heal him of his leprosy. And when the king of Israel had read the letter, he rent his garments and said, Am I God, to be able to kill and give life, that this man hath sent to me to heal a man of his leprosy? Mark and see how he seeketh occasions against me. And when Eliseus, the man of God had heard this, to wit, that the king of Israel had rent his garments, he sent to him, saying, Why hast thou rent thy garments? Let him come to me, and let him know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and chariots, and stood at the door of the house of Eliseus. And Eliseus sent a messenger to him, saying, Go and wash 7 times in the Jordan, and thy flesh shall recover health, and thou shalt be clean. Naaman was angry and went away, saying, I thought he would have come out to me, and standing would have invoked the name of the Lord his God, and touched with his hand the place of the leprosy, and healed me. Are not the Abana and the Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel, that I may wash in them and be made clean? So as he turned and was going away with indignation, his servants came to him and said to him, Father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, surely thou shouldst have done it. How much rather what he now hath said to thee, Wash, and thou shalt be clean. Then he went down and washed in the Jordan 7 times, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored, like the flesh of a little child, and he was made clean. And returning to the man of God with all his train, he came and stood before him and said, In truth I know there is no other God in all the earth but only in Israel. I beseech thee, therefore, take a blessing of thy servant. But he answered, As the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none. And when he pressed him, he still refused. And Naaman said, As thou wilt, but I beseech thee, grant to me thy servant to take from hence 2 mules burden of earth, for thy servant will not henceforth offer holocaust or victim to other gods but to the Lord. But there is only this, for which thou shalt entreat the Lord for thy servant. When my master goeth into the temple of Rimmon to worship, and he leaneth upon my hand, if I bow down in the temple of Rimmon, when he boweth down in the same place, that the Lord pardon me, thy servant, for this thing. And he said to him, Go in peace. So he departed from him in the springtime of the earth. But Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, said, My master hath spared Naaman this Syrian, in not receiving of him that which he brought. As the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take something of him. And Gehazi followed after Naaman, and when he saw him running after him, he leapt down from his chariot to meet him, and said, Is all well? And he said, Well, my master hath sent me to thee, saying, Just now there are come to me from Mount Ephraim 2 young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them 1 talent of silver and 2 changes of garments. And Naaman said, It is better that thou take 2 talents. And he forced him, and bound 2 talents of silver in 2 bags, and 2 changes of garments, and laid them upon 2 of his servants, and they carried them before him. And when he was come, and now it was the evening, he took them from their hands, and laid them up in the house, and sent the men away, and they departed. But he went in and stood before his master. And Eliseus said, Whence comest thou, Gehazi? He answered, Thy servant went no whither. But he said, Was not my heart present when the man turned back from his chariot to meet thee? So now thou hast received money and received garments to buy olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants. But the leprosy of Naaman shall also stick to thee and to thy seed forever. And he went out from him a leper as white as snow. Chapter 6. Eliseus maketh iron to swim upon the water. He leadeth the Syrians that were sent to apprehend him into Samaria, where their eyes being opened, they are courteously entertained. The Syrians besiege Samaria. The famine there causeth a woman to eat her own child. Upon this the king commandeth Eliseus to be put to death. And the sons of the prophet said to Eliseus, Behold, the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. Let us go as far as the Jordan, and take out of the wood every man a piece of timber, that we may build us there a place to dwell in. And he said, Go. And one of them said, But come thou also with thy servants. He answered, I will come. So he went with them. And when they were come to the Jordan, they cut down wood. And it happened, as one was felling some timber, that the head of the axe fell into the water. And he cried out and said, Alas, 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 my lord, for this same was borrowed. And the man of God said, Where did it fall? And he showed him the place. Then he cut off a piece of wood, and cast it in thither, and the iron swam. And he said, Take it up, And he put out his hand and took it. And the king of Syria warred against Israel, and took counsel with his servants, saying, In such and such a place let us lay ambushes. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, Beware that thou pass not to such a place, for the Syrians are there in ambush. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God had told him, and prevented him, and looked well to himself there not once nor twice. And the heart of the king of Syria was troubled for this thing. And calling together his servants, he said, Why do you not tell me who it is that betrays me to the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, No one, my lord, O king, but Eliseus the prophet, that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel all the words that thou speakest in thy privy chamber. And he said to them, Go and see where he is, that I may send and take him. And they told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore he sent thither horses and chariots and the strength of an army. And they came by night, and beset the city. And the servant of the man of God, rising early, went out, and saw an army round about the city, and horses and chariots. And he told him, saying, Alas, 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 my lord, what shall we do? But he answered, Fear not, for there are more with us than with them. And Eliseus prayed and said, Lord, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the servant, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Eliseus. And the enemies came down to him. But Eliseus prayed to the Lord, saying, Strike, I beseech thee, this people with blindness. And the Lord struck them with blindness according to the word of Eliseus. And Eliseus said to them, This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will show you the man whom you seek. So he led them into Samaria. And when they were come into Samaria, Eliseus said, Lord, open the eyes of these men, that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw themselves to be in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel said to Eliseus, when he saw them, My father, shall I kill them? And he said, Thou shalt not kill them. For thou didst not take them with thy sword or thy bow, that thou mayest kill them, but set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master. And a great provision of meats was set before them, and they ate and drank, and he let them go, and they went away to their master. And the robbers of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. And it came to pass after these things that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered together all his army and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria, and so long did the siege continue till the head of an ass was sold for 80 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a cabe of pigeon's dung for 5 pieces of silver. And as the king of Israel was passing by the wall, a certain woman cried out to him, saying, Save me, my lord, O king. And he said, If the Lord doth not save thee, how can I save thee? Out of the barn floor, or out of the winepress? And the king said to her, What aileth thee? And she answered, This woman said to me, Give thy son, that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. So we boiled my son and ate him. And I said to her on the next day, Give thy son, that we may eat him. And she hath hid her son. When the king heard this, he rent his garments, and passed by upon the wall. And all the people saw the haircloth, which he wore within next to his flesh. And the king said, May God do so and so to me, and may he add more, if the head of Eliseus the son of Saphat shall stand on him this day. But Eliseus sat in his house, and the ancients sat with him. So he sent a man before, and before that messenger came, he said to the ancients, Do you know that this son of a murderer hath sent to cut off my head? Look then, when the messenger shall come, shut the door, and suffer him not to come in. For behold, the sound of his master's feet is behind him. While he was yet speaking to them, the messenger appeared, who was coming to him, and he said, Behold, so great an evil is from the Lord. What shall I look for more from the Lord? Chapter 7. Eliseus prophesieth a great plenty, which presently ensueth upon the sudden flight of the Syrians, of which 4 lepers bring the news to the city. The incredulous nobleman is trod to death. And Eliseus said, Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, Tomorrow about this time a bushel of fine flour shall be sold for a stater, and 2 bushels of barley for a stater in the gate of Samaria. Then one of the lords, upon whose hand the king leaned, answering the man of God, said, If the Lord should make floodgates in heaven, can that possibly be which thou sayest? And he said, Thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but shall not eat thereof. Now there were four lepers at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, What mean we to stay here till we die? If we will enter into the city, we shall die with the famine. And if we will remain here, we must also die. Come therefore, and let us run over to the camp of the Syrians. If they spare us, we shall live. But if they kill us, we shall but die. So they arose in the evening to go to the Syrian camp. And when they were come to the first part of the camp of the Syrians, they found no man there. For the Lord had made them hear in the camp of Syria the noise of chariots and of horses, and of a very great army. And they said one to another, Behold, the king of Israel hath hired against us the king of the Hittites and of the Egyptians, and they are come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled away in the dark, and left their tents and their horses and asses in the camp, and fled, desiring to save their lives. So when these lepers were come to the beginning of the camp, they went into one tent and ate and drank. And they took from thence silver and gold and raiment, and went and hid it. And they came again, and went into another tent, and carried from thence in like manner, and hid it. Then they said one to another, We do not well, for this is a day of good tidings. If we hold our peace, and do not tell it till the morning, we shall be charged with a crime. Come, let us go and tell it in the king's court. So they came to the gate of the city, and told them, saying, We went to the camp of the Syrians, and we found no man there, but horses and asses tied, and the tents standing. Then the guards of the gate went, and told it within the king's palace. And he arose in the night, and said to his servants, I tell you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we suffer great famine, and therefore they are gone out of the camp, and lie hid in the field, saying, When they come out of the city, we shall take them alive, and then we may get into the city. And one of his servants answered, Let us take the 5 horses that are remaining in the city, because there are no more in the whole multitude of Israel, for the rest are consumed, and let us send and see. They brought therefore 2 horses, and the king sent into the camp of the Syrians, saying, Go and see. And they went after them as far as the Jordan, and behold, all the way was full of garments and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in their fright. And the messengers returned and told the king. And the people going out pillaged the camp of the Syrians, and 1 bushel of fine flour was sold for a stater, and 2 bushels of barley for a stater, according to the word of the Lord. And the king appointed that lord, on whose hand he leaned, to stand at the gate. And the people trod upon him in the entrance of the gate, and he died, as the man of God had said, when the king came down to him. And it came to pass, according to the word of the man of God, which he spoke to the king, when he said, 2 bushels of barley shall be for a stater, and 1 bushel of fine flour for a stater, at this very time tomorrow in the gate of Samaria. When that lord answered the man of God and said, Although the Lord should make floodgates in heaven, could this come to pass which thou sayest? And he said to him, Thou shalt see with thy eyes, and shalt not eat thereof. And so it fell out to him as it was foretold, and the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died. End of side 2, please.